tremendous looking trophy.
Hello and welcome to Platinum Switch, number one PlayStation podcast in the Oceanias. My name's Zimblot, and joining me, as always, Ashley Hopley.
Hey Dylan, excited to be back here talking about PlayStation.
Indeed. Didn't post an episode last
week. Did you all listen to the secret episode last week? Yeah. It is the quiet period for PlayStation, so to be fair.
Yeah, so I went on a work trip, totally thought I was just going to record it by myself. Thought about it.
But then there was nothing to talk about.
You know what made it worse?
Is, what?
So I was like, oh yeah, I'll tweet out, say just no episode, whatever. And then I did that thing where like it was only a couple of days I realized when I was looking at the account that a tweet was there. I'm like, I swear I posted that. And then I like switched back to the account on my phone and the tweet was still sitting there in the
in drafts, whatever.
Yeah. I was like, cool. So not only did I post it, but my attempt at saying that it wasn't
so yeah. You can stop sending the emails, stop tweeting at us. There was no episode last week.
Yeah, it's fine.
What are you gonna do?
Let's just take 3-4 weeks off, you know?
Yeah.
Let's cancel the show.
Retire.
Let's retire the show. You know? What's a good number? 350? All right, we'll try.
No. What are we at?
What are we at? 346.
Fuck.
Just... You know? Just saying. We could. Just a couple more episodes. We're done.
Yeah, let's call it.
Yeah. You didn't say no.
Let's call it now. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. It's not unless we get a bunch of followers.
Unless we get big calls as to why not. The show ends in 3 weeks.
Yeah. No, what we're going to do is we're going to go off podcast services and go to a unique subscription service.
And then when everyone complains...
We'll come back.
No. We'll say that the episodes will go up for free a month after.
Which, you know, it will be the best thing for our news relative podcast.
Yes.
That's what people will want.
A month later, you can hear our thoughts on the latest state of play. Or you can pay $12.99.
Australian.
To access... our exclusive.
What you're listening to right now for no money.
I wouldn't pay $12.99.
Of this standard, yeah.
Of this standard, that's right. Yeah, so I will say, though, so while I was over in Melbourne to PlayStation Portal, I feel like what I've realized is it's not that I needed the PlayStation Portal to be able to play and install games on it. It just needed a SIM card slot.
Hmm.
Why didn't they do that?
Why does it need a SIM card slot?
So that just a fit, like if you could pay for a Ford, a network connection in it, and just pay to put a SIM card in it and have it access, you know, internet that way, then that would save me. Like obviously, when I took it with me, I'm hotspotting off my phone to hook it up to Wi-Fi, and then that worked. No problem. Easy peasy. Played a bunch of Harold Halibut that way. Thoughts on that, listen to Arco Couch. But it just kept making me think, you know, so when I've got back to the hotel room the couple nights and I've sat down to play a little bit of this game, well, I've gotten to bed and played a little bit of this game before sleep. I've turned the PlayStation portal on, put my phone into hotspot, wait for the thing to connect to it. Then you got to wait for it to connect to my fucking PlayStation all the way back here, which takes longer, I feel, the further I am away from it to get out of sleep mode. But anyway, and I was just, it just made me think, you know, because even then, like let's say I was at the airport, you whip it out of your bag, you turn it on, it connects to the internet, right? But I was like, oh, I don't want to put it in my, I'm probably not going to whip it out at the airport because... take it out. I have to put my phone in the fucking hotspot. You know, I'll have all these fucking random people trying to connect to my hotspot. You know what I mean?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Do you reckon there's a good reason they didn't do that? Like,
have, yeah.
Like just a SIM card slot? Like I don't feel like, surely that wouldn't be hard. Like from a build standpoint, that, I don't know.
No, I think it's, yeah, I don't know. Just an added step, you know?
I feel I,
so what, honestly, someone have to sign for? Well, I guess you could just pull the SIM card out of your phone and then use
it. No, I would, so in my, I would buy a, just a mobile, like a
prepaid thing.
I would buy another plan, like this, like for example, you get Telstra ones that own like, you know, $20 a month.
Like you would in your iPad or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chuck that in the side, you're done. Right? And honestly, I feel like after my, you know, month and a half, 2 months, whatever it's been at this stage with this device, I'm now at the stage where I'm like, this is the one thing that would have made a huge difference to me. Like without trying to drastically change what this device is, I feel like this is actually something I could say. This thing would still keep the device as what it is, as a hotspotting to your main PlayStation device, but allow you to do it on the go.
I just think they didn't plan for it to be taken outside of the home.
Yeah.
They just assumed you would be using it around the home on the same Wi-Fi network, or like at a place where you could... Or like at a place where you could easily access Wi-Fi.
Yes, I guess.
So,
yeah. So there's my continued PlayStation Portal thoughts. And I still need to buy a case for it because, and apparently I can't find one. I think I have to order someone. So I don't know. I have to look on Amazon. I've seen some. I googled. People have made some, but I looked in JB Hi-Fi the other day. No. And again, I think this just comes down to a lot of the third-party brands that do those sorts of cases usually has been marketed as a device that a lot of people want to travel with, you know? So why make cases for it? But it's a chunky boy, you know? I fucking wrapped it up in a shirt, chucked it in a bag, and hope for the best. She'll be right.
Yeah. You know?
You've been playing a bit of Top Spin. Tell me about the trophies.
Trophies, I don't know. I didn't look at the trophy list. I apologize.
You fucked me.
But I suspect it's like pretty heavily tied to the various career modes. Both, like there's an online ranked mode, but then there's also like the solo career mode. Top Spin Tennis 25 is the latest in the Top Spin franchise. The last Top Spin game was Top Spin 4 in 2000. That's not the right number. 2011. So it's been a while since they've done one of these games. Obviously, there's been a bunch of other studios that have tried to tackle tennis games. Obviously, you've had the AO tennis games from began the last couple of years. I can't remember, what was it? Tennis World Tour was another one that Mario came out Tennis. A few years ago. I mean, Mario Tennis. This fundamentally, I feel like, is probably the best app, like tennis gameplay. It's a lot about timing and positioning. Obviously, there's a, when you're about to play a shot, a meter comes up on the screen and you're trying to get time it, so you release a shot when the meter's in like a green spot to get like the most accurate and most powerful shot possible. But if you don't get it, you just hit the ball in that general direction with the chance that it'll get go out or whatever, and then that's the rallies play out like that.
Just hit the ball in the general direction.
My issue with this, like, fundamentally really good. Everything works good. Everything plays very well. Once you understand how the game is played, there's a pretty solid tutorial academy kind of mode that you can go through to learn all the different elements and that kind of stuff. My issue with this, like, so on a base level, fine. Really good. Probably the best tennis game we've had maybe ever.
Whoa.
I mean, the Mario Tennis, like, everybody disliked that last one, I'm pretty sure. Like, had issues with it and that kind of stuff. My issue with this game, it is very no frills.
It's very tennis, right?
I mean,
like I watched challenges. It made Texas, made tennis sexy.
I mean, for one, why didn't they have the challenges DLC as soon as this thing dropped? Is crazy. But it, there's only 25 players at launch. Most of those are people who've already retired. When you consider that,
Hewitt in it?
No, he's not.
Shit game.
When you consider that every Grand Slam has 128 players in each side, that each like 128 men and 128 women, the fact that you've only got 25 is pretty lousy, in my opinion. Well, they said
lousy devs.
I mean, I'm sure that like the licensing and that kind of stuff is not an easy thing to tackle. But come on, like 25. Of course, they've got this very, they've like laid out a full year of content that they're planning to release, which includes more players in the future, we they say. But the bulk of the game is mostly about you having your career player, then you take your career player and like grind them online as well. So that is where the most of the gameplay will be. You're playing the career mode, grinding your player up to being a high enough level, and then going online and playing against other people.
But you're like, I don't want to do that.
I mean, I just feel like when you compare it to other sports games in the market, and even in the 2K group, like comparing it to NBA 2K, comparing it to WWE 2K, comparing it to FIFA, it is just very bare bones. Very.
They've made one forever. Like,
I mean, that's probably the main reason. It's like they're just trying to get the gameplay down, which I feel like they have. But unless you just want to play tennis, there isn't a lot to keep you here.
What else would you do though in a tennis game?
Well, I think you would have a more story-heavy career mode. You know, like obviously the 2K, the NBA games have like a story mode every single year. If you're trying to do like an annualized thing, you would do that. I mean, if I mean, they've got like a battle pass to like kind of get you to play online and solo every single day. But I would probably, I hate to say it, but I would try. I think you've gotten enough players in the world that you could have done like a Ultimate Team kind of thing. Like you do like a, they've got like the Davis Cup in tennis where it's like each country has their own team. You could do something like that. Getting teams of players and that kind of stuff.
Whoa.
I'm sure you could just put silly tennis mini games in like,
that's serious
and that kind of thing, so you could just like kind of make it party-esque, party mode kind of thing. It just feels very bare, again not helped by the fact that one, the minimum number of players, two, there is no commentary, it's just
whack.
It's just, yeah. Whack. There's like the announcer at the start of the game saying who's won each point and that kind of stuff, but there's like no kind of, there's no, there's very little presentation about it. Again, is it a licensing thing? And there's like so many different people who do for different licensing for different events, and it's hard to get that. I mean, everything looks like all the balls and the locations and that stuff look really good. I mean, some of the models are not like super, it's not NBA quality. It's not WWE 2K quality, but it's pretty good. Yeah, I mean, there's just not a lot there. I mean, the other thing that irked me is like the one, like when you name your character, there's like a very limited number of word, like names. Just AC Ashley. Yeah. But then there was no like audible either A, AC, or Ashley in the list of things that the announcer will say. So
with AI these days, this is unacceptable.
When you only need them to say one word, it's like And then it's just like a menu thing as well. Like the menu wasn't great to try and find their names. And that. Yeah, it's a, it's fine. If you desperately need a good tennis game, this is for you.
You did want a good tennis game, you said.
I just wanted a good, I wanted a tennis game on the standard of the other 2K games.
Mm.
And I don't think that's what this is.
Mm.
This is not the whole package.
Whoa. All right.
Yeah. It's rough when you can buy NBA 2K and it's got all this stuff in it with all these bells and whistles and everything, and then you've got this at exactly the same price. It's like, yeah, it's a tough sell.
All right. Well, there you go. Ash hates tennis.
Other people are loving it. I've seen a lot of high scores, so.
What scores? What's the average, Jacob?
What? Press Start gave it an 8. So I think it's around that mark.
Around that? Yeah, okay. What are you going to give it?
Probably a 7.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe a 6.5.
Fucking might as well give it a 0.
Well, this tennis game. That's what you heard, isn't it?
Yeah, everything you just said, worst game ever. Talking about Press Start. Press Start writes, Atlas fans are eating good this year with the recent release of Persona 3 Reload, being soon joined by Shin Megami Tensei 5 Vengeance in June, and now a firm release date for Metaphor ReFantazio, Atlas's Studio Zero debut project helmed by former Persona director Kazuro Hoshino. The publisher has revealed a heap of new information in the game in a special Atlas exclusive showcase, including the announcement that Metaphor Fantazio, how the fuck we say it, will be launching worldwide on October 11th. They also announced the collector's edition. It's not currently available anywhere in Australia, but there you go. I gotta be honest, I was like keen for this game. New trailer, I was like, I'm all about this shit. Give it to me now. It's a fucking banger of a trailer, man. Like, this is like, I honestly do feel like, I don't know if this is like, I was trying to think, I'm like, is it just because it obviously looks like Persona 5, but like built upon, not just more Persona 5? And I feel like that's the difference. Like, if they put out Persona 6 next to this, and Persona 6 was like just more of Persona 5, and this, I feel like I'd still be more excited for this just because it's like everything you like about Persona, but
action.
But action. And
it's the Final Fantasy VII remake. It's the Final Fantasy 16 of Persona games.
The fuck just came out of your mouth.
It's a Final Fantasy. It's a franchise that's known for turn-based things, but now it's action.
Sure. Is that how we're taking it? Is that how we're taking what you said?
Choosing the most inflammatory way to say it.
Okay. The new description for the game. From the creative minds behind Persona 3, 4, and 5 comes Metaphor ReFantazio, a unique fantasy world where your protagonist will journey alongside his fairy companion, Galica, to lift the curse from the kingdom's lost prince. Control your destiny, face your fears, and awaken magical archetype powers that will lie dormant in your heart. By awakening to an archetype, you unlock the power to channel and combine the abilities of unique job classes, strengthen your bond, and build your party to take on powerful foes and discover the kingdom's true nature. The trailer looks really good, obviously more action-based, but it's still got all the, you know, the combination of the characters. A lot of the enemies look very like much like Persona monsters and stuff like that. All the menus, all the flashy icons look very much like Persona 5. There's a shot in the menu that looks like it's just Persona 5's menu, to be honest. Like the main part of it.
All the cutscenes with the font and everything, yeah.
Yes. All the characters look anime as fuck, but not Persona-ish. There's a lot more. It's slightly off. Like, it's still. I feel like when they go into the cutscenes, it doesn't look so much like Persona at that stage. Like, Persona has this, like, sort of fun tone to it, I guess, where the cutscenes just seem a bit more serious. And the overall tone of this game seems a bit more serious. I mean, Persona's serious, but like the overall, I think it's the setting serious. And everything for this just seems to be a lot more serious. You have like in this, you still have days and afternoons and all this sort of stuff in it. So I don't know. I'm keen. What do you reckon?
Oh, it looks fantastic. I'm keen. Yeah. Obviously, we don't have a lot that we know is coming out later in the year, so staking their claim early. You know?
Yeah, good.
It's good.
Because I'm going to need 100 hours probably to...
At least
to knock out this bad boy, so...
And yeah, that collector's edition looks like it's got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I want it. I don't... Not often do I get, like, I want that.
I want that for a game that I have not played and have no...
Yeah, doesn't happen to me often these days. I used to be pretty bad for it, like especially when I got my first job and everything, and just spend money willing every
just anything, yeah,
If I can just like pre-order shit like a
just an investment.
Yeah, the amount of fucking Ubisoft games pre-ordered, obviously all the Assassin's Creed and the Far Cry and all this shit,
all those statues.
But I feel like this one, I'm like, it has a cool collector's box thing. It comes in cloth map. Cloth mat's a big tick. Cloth maps are cool.
Cloth mat read as tiny blanket.
I've never thought of that, but yes. Okay. Yeah. I mean, cloth map's cool because, like, the second they're like, it's a big piece of paper map, I'm like, okay, yeah, that breaks very easily. That's cool, but whatever. Steelbook. Obviously, that's a huge tick for me. Love Steelbook. And then you also get a. I do love, and this is a more recent thing, maybe in the last, like, year and a half, I've really got into a good sticker sheet.
Because
I've slowly been decorating, like, my whenever I get stickers, I like stick them on my laptop. So I got like one on my work and this. So I do appreciate getting stickers now, weirdly. When I used to go, oh, stickers, like, who gives a fuck? And now I'm like, ooh, a sticker. If now I like this game enough, on. Yeah, if I like this game enough, you could go on my laptop or one or in place. But I never used to give a fuck. But yeah, I think the collector's looks cool. Currently, it's not up anywhere in Australia, but yeah, maybe it comes to EB, JB. I don't know. Very cool. All right, moving on. Always On. Next two stories are from them. Okay, Shannon's oversight. That's not pressed up. PlayStation trophies and a new PlayStation overlay are coming to PC. Right, Shannon, it's always been long awaited, but PlayStation has announced that a new PlayStation overlay as well as trophies are coming to PC, starting with Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut, and launches on May 16th. The new PlayStation overlay will pull up with Shift plus F1, show your friends list, trophies, settings, and your profile. In bigger news, it's been confirmed that PlayStation trophies are coming to PC games, sharing the same trophy list as they do in the console. It's unclear with the way it's written whether it's a shared trophy list between PC and PlayStation, but definitely seems that way. It's also unclear if the new PlayStation overlay will roll out to a wider array of games on PC or just future PlayStation games that make the jump to PC. Obviously, this is cool, but I feel like that the clarification on the trophy thing there is that's the big difference, you know. So basically the question is, if I play Ghost of Tsushima director's cut, whatever it's called, on my PC, is it accessing the trophy list that's already on my PS5? Is it just sharing that trophy list? Or is it the same trophy list, the way they word it?
Is there a separate PC list?
That's what I'm saying. Yes, yes. You've said it a lot easier than I was.
So is it a separate PC list or?
I don't know.
We don't know. Okay.
We don't know.
Well, really, I imagine it doesn't matter because you can't carry your save over to the PC version, I want to say.
No, so you'd be replaying the game to build on the same trophy list.
So it's not like if it was a separate trophy list and you could carry your save over and then pop the trophies.
Pop
the
list.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that would really excite me.
That would justify buying the game at whatever price. Waiting for it to be on sale, but still, they would probably actually get a lot of sales if they did that.
I mean, I'm sure they'll get enough sales.
But you know, at what price would you be happy to be able to pop the Spider-Man trophy for PC, the platinum for on PC?
I mean, I'll wait for it. I'll put it on my wish list. Definitely put it on my Steam.
Yeah, but at what price?
What's a guaranteed platinum? What's the retail on this bad boy? Like, what am I?
I imagine it's like $60 right now, right?
Half price?
$30 just to get a platinum. That's cheap.
I'm being realistic.
It's money well spent.
You know. Yeah. I don't expect it to go down like $10. So.
Yeah.
Quick question. Have you a chance to play any Dave the Diviner?
No, I haven't.
No, neither. But I've downloaded it.
No, I haven't even done that.
Okay, one step
ahead. That's how bad it is.
Well, I really feel like that's going to be a good PlayStation Portal game. Maybe I'll boot that up tonight before I go to sleep after we're done here.
Yeah, maybe I'll get started. Maybe I'll catch some fish.
Dave the Diviner. And the thing is, because I played all that game on my
Rog deck.
So now I'm just playing in handheld seems like the only way to play it. So the idea that I could sit in front of my TV and play it, I'm like, nah, man, it's a handheld game. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Fucking, what are you trying to do to me over here? Anyway, PlayStation PC, the overlay is cool. I like the way it looks in the pictures. It looks very sleek. Access your friends list. Of course, I guess the other thing this is helpful for is, let's say there's Helldivers, if it gets the thing, maybe that helps you connect up and see what you like, if your friends that are playing it that are on your PlayStation friends list and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When it pops up on the thing, I don't know. Yep. You can test this. So if they patch this into Helldivers, you can tell me.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, well, I can't unless I brought the game to test that sole feature.
Yeah.
But I feel like considering you've got the PC code, you can probably do the same.
We'll just wait.
You
know? Yeah. We'll wait and see.
And then the last one that I thought was worth talking about, because again, more flames, fire to the flames or whatever. The original PS5 Pro video has been taken down by Sony. Shannon writes, the PS5 Pro video that detailed the specs as obtained by Sony Interactive Entertainment's developer network and published by YouTuber Moore's Law is dead has now been taken down by Sony. As spotted by The Verge's Tom Warren, who has this week published two separate stories going into the nitty-gritty details about the PS5 Pro and its new Ultra Boost mode. The video that originally showed off the specs of the PS5 Pro now reads, is no longer available due to copyright claim by Sony Interactive Entertainment. Obviously, normally, where there's smoke, there's fire. Hey, I just said that. And nothing can only normally get taken down when there's a factually correct, and quite frankly, there's too much legitimate information about the PS5 Pro on the internet at this point. Do not believe that's coming this year. That just adds to the equation. In another report by Tom Warren, he went into a new Ultra Boost mode, which will be live in addition to the PS5 Enhanced mode. This will help to bring games that run with variable resolution run at higher resolution, and games with VR support run at higher frame rate. So, yeah. The thing is definitely coming out. I assume they're announcing this in June, right? That's where I'm going to put my...
Surely. Or whenever they're doing the state of play.
Well, actually, when did they do? So they usually do. They showcase, did it the month May. Before, didn't they? Last time, so maybe next month.
Yeah,
didn't they last year when they did their showcase or whatever their last state of play, or whatever it was, the month before.
It was before Summer Games Fest,
before June. So, yeah, we could be literally weeks away from the PS5 Pro.
It could be
getting announced, and I know that again, PS5 Pro not super exciting to some people, including Ash, who is just like, whatever, I don't care. But it is like in the realm of PlayStation news when, you know, we're starting the show going, fuck, it's slow at the moment. There's not much happening. All that's happening at the moment is lots of leaks about the PS5 Pro. Like that is the most consistent PlayStation exclusive news cycle at the moment. It is just story after story, leak after leak of details around the PS5 Pro. Mm. To the point that, yeah, Sony pulling down videos and stuff is like just this fucking thing exists. Sorry. It's around the corner. Just like, you know. Let's get going.
Yeah.
Let's announce this bad boy. Stop fucking around, people.
Stop messing with their hearts and tell us what's happening.
That's what I reckon. On that note, that'll do it for this week's episode of Platinum Explosion. Again, you know, last week, pretend it didn't happen. Move forward with our lives from now on. We've only got 3 episodes of the show left. You can let us know any comments, questions, concerns you've had about the show by tweeting us or joining our Discord, explosionnetwork.com/Twitter. It takes you to our Twitter/X page. explosionnetwork.com/Discord lets you join our Discord. And if you enjoy the show and want to support it while it's still available, you can do that by heading to our Ko-fi page at explosionnetwork.com/support. And until next week, remember, every